as part of your Austin music experience. I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. You may already know where your favorite Austin musicians like to play, but do you know where they love to eat? If not, entertainment guide Zagat has asked a few. Shaky Graves is on tour right now with his new album, but when he's back in town, he likes to eat at South Austin Veggie Haven, Bolden Creek Cafe. Spoon's Jim Eno often prefers the more upscale Vino Vino in Hyde Park for the, quoting here, solid service and fantastic menu. Guy Forsyth might be seen at Austin diner staple Magnolia. And Dale Watson, well, he prefers the 10-year-old North Austin restaurant Andiamo, where he might be found eating white chocolate Italian cheesecake. ACL Fest has come and gone, and that means that Fun 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 Fest is just around the corner. Slated for Austin's Auditorium Shores November 7th, 8th, and 9th, the Fun Fest brings a more alternative lineup of artists and over 150 acts for its FFF Night shows across town. The fest has released its full schedule, so if you must see all of the day's headliners, like, say, Friday's Judas Priest, Alt-J, and 2 Chainz, most performance times are staggered, so you should be able to catch a little of each. I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. If you turn on the radio, it's likely you could hear Lorde's hit single Royals on at least one station, but not in San Francisco. Local stations have banned the song for the entirety of the World Series, which pits the San Francisco Giants against the Kansas City Royals, which, here's a fun fact, that's the team that inspired her smash song. That's your sound check. I'm Tyler Pratt.